remarks of the President, the members of the Executive Committee of American Veterans, and the Old Garden.
Mr. President, great demands and responsibilities imposed upon you by the international situation that you have granted us this audience. As the National Commander of the Polish Legion of American Veterans, I am happy to see representatives of other great Polish-American organizations who came today from various parts of the country to pay tribute to you, Mr. President, for your courageous stand against communism and your continuous championship of freedom of Poland and other subjugated countries. We Americans of Polish descent are greatly inspired by the fact that you pledged your wholehearted support to Woodrow Wilson's policy of self-determination for the oppressed peoples of the world, a policy which resulted in the rebirth of Poland in 1918. Not only we, but also the people of Poland were most encouraged by the statement you made on May the 3rd of this year that Poland is not yet lost while we are living. A spirit like that can never die. We will never forget, Mr. President, that you initiated the Loyalty Act to purge subversive elements from federal agencies, that you facilitated the visit to the United States of General Bor Komorowski, the hero of the Warsaw Uprising, to preach the gospel of anti-communist forces, that you allowed the entry into this country of so many Polish heroes well known for their fight for Poland's freedom, that you denied the removal of the remains of Ignaz Paderewski from the Arlington Cemetery, despite aggressive demands of the Warsaw regime, that you castigated the so-called Polish ambassador Wynewicz on the latter's coming to Washington because of the travesty of Polish free, unfettered elections, and that you took such a humane and unprecedented attitude in the case of the unfortunate victims of communist cruelty, the displaced persons for whom you gave not only an opportunity to live, but also found new homes for them on American shores. And further, Mr. President, we respectfully petition you to instruct the American delegate at the forthcoming General Assembly of the United Nations to accuse the communist government of Poland of violating the Universal Declaration of Human Rights and, in fact, of transgressing all laws of human decency. As a small token of our appreciation, we have brought with us a portrait painted by Bernard Podrysiak in 1946 in Warsaw under communist domination to express the feelings of the Polish people who, in the period of their great misery, see in you their only hope that freedom will again come to Poland. May Almighty God give you health to finish your noble work. And now, Mr. President, may I introduce to you Mr. Bernard Podrysiak.
Well, Mr. Commander, I appreciate this statement of yours very much. I've always, all my life, been interested in Poland, because Poland has been through, I guess, as much suffering as any other one country in the world. But Poland has always survived the bad years and has come to life again, and Poland will come to life again, I'm sure, because the Polish people are liberty-loving people and always have been liberty-loving people. I have another very good reason for admiring Poland, because of your Prime Minister, Paderewski, and his music, which I love very much. One of the only things I can play is Paderewski's minuet. And I hope that Poland will continue the struggle, and that the time will come when Poland will again be a free country among the free nations of the world. I'm sure that time will come.
Thank you very much, Mr. President.
You're welcome.